Okay, hello everyone. Today I'm going to present the skeleton system. What is the skeleton system? The human skeleton system consists of the bones, cartilage, tendons, and ligaments in the body. Altogether, the skeleton makes about 20% of the person's body weight. An adult skeleton contains 206 bones. Children skeletons actually contain more bones because some of them are included in the skull fused together as they grow up. There are also some differences in the male and female skeleton. The male skeleton is actually longer and has high bone mass. The female skeleton, on the other hand, has broader pelvis to accommodate the pregnancy and childbirth. Okay, today I'm going to present the other part of the skeleton system. I will divide it in 5 parts. The first one is the axial skeleton anatomy. The adult axial skeleton consists in 80 bones. It's made up of bones that form the vertical axis of the body, such the bones of the head, neck, chest, and spine. Then the other one will be the what is the function of the skeleton system. The skeleton system's main function is to provide support from the body. For example, the spine and column provide support for the hair and torso. The legs, on the other hand, support and hear the weight of improper body while the person stands. But the skeletal system has several additional functions, including protecting internal organs from the injury, allowing for the movement, protecting blood cells, storing minerals and nutrients. What kinds of conditions affect the skeleton system? A few the fractures. A fracture can also be referred to broken bone. Fractures typically occur due to injury or trauma, such as car accident or a fall. There are many different types of fractures, but they generally categorized by the nature location of the break. Okay, the metabolic bone disease. The metabolic bone disease refers to a group condition that affect bone strength of the integrity. They can be to things such as identify the vitamin D, loss of bone mass, and use certain medications such as steroids or medicals. Okay, cancer. Cancer can develop in the tissues of the bone or the cells produced by the bones. That force of the primary bone tissue is actually quite rare. Cancers of the blood cells produced by the bone, such as the melanoma or lymphoma, are more common. Their arthritis is an inflammation of the joints. This can cause pain and limited range of the movement. Several things can cause arthritis, including the breakdown of a cartilage that found in the joints, autoimmune condition or infection. Spinal curves. A spinal curve is the spine doesn't curve in the usual shape. Typically, the spine follows gentle form on the backward curves. There are 3 main types of the spinal curves that creates a running in the upper back. Tips for healthy skeleton system. The skeleton system provides for the foundation for all the body movements in addition of other important functions. Follow these tips to keep a good working order. First is to consume calcium. Include leafy vegetables, broccoli, tofu, and fish, such as salmon. Get vitamin D. Most people get plenty of this spending the relevant times outdoors. The vitamin D supplements can help those in areas that don't get too much sunlight. Don't wait bearing exercise. There are include things like walking, joining climbing and climbing stairs. Wear protection. Always wear protection gear from climbing a bike, something like that, to prevent a fracture of your bones. Okay, this was all I need to say about the skeleton system. I hope you like it, and thanks for your attention.